This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Welfare has been back in the news lately, with the White House Council of Economic Advisors calling earlier this month for reform of social programs like food stamps and rental housing assistance. But while welfare has long been one of those hot-button issues that people tend to have a lot of opinions about, the facts about how the system works in this country aren't so well known. Over the last few years, our wealth and poverty team has been working to change that in their podcast, The Uncertain Hour. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark led an investigation into how federal welfare funding actually gets spent across the country, and the answers are pretty surprising. She joins me now with an update on her reporting. Hi, Chrissy.
Hey, Amy.
So we use the word welfare to mean a lot of things. What are we talking about specifically today?
Yeah, so it can be used to refer to everything from food stamps to Medicaid. But what we're talking about right now is the program known as Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF. And this is the federal program that provides cash assistance to poor families. After welfare reform in 1996, cash assistance stopped being something based strictly on need. And now there are lots of work requirements and time limits involved. The other thing that changed is that welfare became a block grant capped at about $16.5 billion a year. And now each year, the federal government gives a certain amount of TANF money to each state. States have to contribute some of their own funds. And then the key part is that each state decides how they're going to spend their pot of federal and state TANF money. And they are given a lot of flexibility.
And what do we know about how states are actually spending the money?
So they're spending it in some pretty unexpected ways. The first surprise is that for the last few years, if you look at all the states combined, only about a quarter of TANF funds goes to actual cash assistance to poor families. Then another quarter of the funds goes to what you might call work supports, things like job training and childcare, transportation to and from work. But that's all to say that just a little more than half of TANF funds go to what most people think of as like the core purpose of welfare, which is money directly assisting poor families or helping them get a job.
Where does that leave the other half?
So that's where things get even more surprising. So states use some of it to fill their own budget gaps for unrelated things like pre-K and child protective services. And then there's this kind of crazy quilt of other programs that the money goes to. For many years, for example, in Oklahoma, some welfare funding was going to marriage counseling workshops, not just for poor couples, but for anyone who signed up. And then Michigan is an interesting example. About 15% of TANF funds there go into college financial aid and scholarship programs. And these largely benefit students from middle and upper income families, not just poor kids. So, in fact, when you crunch the numbers, actually more TANF money is going to these college scholarship programs in Michigan than to actual cash assistance for needy families.
Wow. Is that because there are just fewer families that need that help?
No. So nationally, poverty has slightly declined in the last couple years since the recession when it spiked. But the poverty rate is just about as high as it was back in 1996 when we overhauled welfare. Around 13% of Americans live below the poverty line, and that's about $24,000 a year for a family of four. The other startling thing that I found in my reporting is that nationally, very few families who are poor receive cash assistance. In fact, there are more avid postage stamp collectors than there are people who get cash welfare in the country. Nationally, just 23 out of every 100 families who live at or below the poverty line gets cash assistance. In more than a dozen states, the decline is even more pronounced. Less than 10 out of every 100 poor families gets cash assistance.
And what's behind that decline?
So part of it is the time limits. You're just not allowed to receive assistance for as long, even if you are still struggling with poverty. It's also just a harder program to navigate now. The application process is more difficult and more time-consuming. There are these work requirements that can be hard to meet. So for families who don't have a lot of resources, that might just discourage them from even applying.
In your reporting, what did you find in terms of what this actually means for families who are out there struggling to get by and could use that cash assistance?
Yeah, so I've talked to people who sell their blood plasma to get by. There are also just the everyday tough choices that families face. I talked to one mom who on a given day might be grappling with whether to buy toilet paper or cough syrup for her kids because she just did not have enough money to buy both.
So the hard question, what is being done, if anything, about this?
So there is a welfare reform bill that has been introduced in the House that would put more oversight on how states spend their money. And in the hearings leading up to the bill, a member of Congress actually pointed to things that we had revealed in our reporting, like these college financial aid programs that were getting TANF money that was going to higher income families. They pointed to that as one of the problems with how the program works these days. The bill had been expected to come to the floor this month, but in the run-up to the midterm elections, it looks like welfare is just too hot button a topic to touch right now. So we'll have to see.
All right. Chrissy Clark, host of our documentary podcast, The Uncertain Hour. Chrissy, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Amy.